4ZEW.
Or TFW. Good afternoon.
Hello, Oscar. 4ZULU ECHO WHISKEY. Hey, this is Ben, as in Benjamin. I'm down in Simpsonville, and I just put up a new base antenna. We'll see how it's working out.
Good over here, Ben. The name over here is Ken, Kilo Echo November.
Great. I'm probably going to have to adjust my power because I upgraded from a Discone to a Comet Tribander. And with the extra gain, I could probably broadcast with half the wattage I've been doing.
Feeling pretty good. I'm in a kind of a bad spot right now, a low spot, but it's sounding pretty good over here.
Thank you for the check. You're coming in fantastic from the repeater, so that is also good to know.
You take it. It sounds like a new call sign.
My technician in April and my general this July. So definitely a new ticket.
Here. I heard you down in the noise down in Anderson. KG4LSL, I'll let y'all get back at it.
Down in the noise in Anderson. You're not talking on an Anderson repeater. We're not crossing repeaters or anything. You're still on 146.610?
Yeah, I was listening in on the reverse, so I was able to hear you down in the noise on the input of the repeater. Good signal. Right, Ben.
Yeah, like I said, definitely appreciate the feedback. And now, as long as the ibuprofen will set me right, that'll do its thing. I'll be having a good day.
Congratulations on getting your license. I've had mine since 2019.
All right. You have a general or technician?
I haven't really studied for the extra yet, but I got an HF rig at the house, so I enjoy it.
Yeah, personally, I haven't touched mine. I have an ICOM 7300 on the way, so that's going to be my first dip in HF world, and going to have to figure out an antenna for that. I'll probably just do something homebrew at first. Until I learn the machine, but really looking forward to it.
First antenna was a wire and an inverted V. They call it a mystery antenna. You can buy it up here in, off of Highway 11 at the Wireman. And since then, I've switched to a MFJ 2104 because I wanted something that was a little bit more directional. But I'm up to about 68 countries overall. But I haven't tried really hard.
Pretty cool. I've done a lot of SDR and scanning and stuff, so I've toyed around with, listening in on some of the web receivers, jumping in where you can get 80, 20, 40 on someone else. But, so I kind of... I've played with kind of how to search around and how to tune in the signals and stuff. It's on someone else's rig over the web. So I'm really looking forward to just kind of getting out there and searching myself.
Yeah, the radio I have is a Yaesu 450D. And so it's a really good radio. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles, and it kind of forces you to learn, but I've really learned a lot playing with it.
Same radio I have, KG4LSL, back again. I can help you build an 80-meter dipole in about 30 minutes, and if you have a tuner with it, then it'll tune up everything.
J4LSL. Now the 7300 has an auto tuner, but I don't have a manual tuner yet. So I'll probably have to fairly cut the length.
It'll handle up to I think a 3.1. It'll match it fairly well. You can also do a fan dipole. I've done this before, and cut 1 to 80, 1 to 40, 1 to 20, and I have three legs on it, and it would it should tune up on the others fairly easily.
I actually have a good bit of space. I'm not in a neighborhood. I've got about 3 acres outside of Malden, so I've got some space to lay out some wire up in the air if I need to. I think a little more compact would be just fine. So I've at least have a lot of options.
Plenty of options, and you can run those dipoles. You can put them about 10 or 15 degrees away from each other and run it that way if you wanted, or you can run it directly, run the 80 at a flat top, the 40 down just below it, and then the 20 down just below it, and you can run one coax and, nice, neat installation. My call sign is Kilo Golf for Lima, Sierra Lima, and if you want to shoot me an email, my call sign and email address is good on QRZ. But I have got, I just wanted to jump in and offer my help, and I've got some baits here that I got to finish painting. KG4 LSL.
Jimmy, but I got to jump out of here. So you guys have a good one, Ben and Jimmy, and good to talk to you guys, and I'll catch you another time. 73KN4 TFW.
I've got to go pick up my daughter from school for a couple minutes, so that all worked out. Definitely appreciate the feedback and the antenna test. I'm going to jump off too. KO4ZEW, I'll be clear. 73 to both of you.
Guys, and I've also got a one of those MFJ antenna analyzers here too. So let me know if you need any help. And I'm going to get back to spraying some baits. KG4LSL be on the side.
KO4PXB Mobile.
KO4PXB, I believe it is. I know it's Lloyd by your voice.
That's correct. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo.
The road, Lloyd. This is KO4ZEW, Ben.
I'm just getting ready to turn off the Asheville Highway from the back street behind the county square. Start my 45 minute or so trek to home.
You come out of Spartanburg, so that is, and definitely an or so, depending on freeway conditions.
Yep, that is definitely true. That's why if I know of a traffic jam well ahead of time, I go definitely in the back streets. It take me about the same amount of time frame doing so.
I do have to jump off here. I got to run and get my daughter from school. However, I got some water in my mag mount last week. I was taking it apart, put it back together, and it's pretty much corroded, so I'm waiting on a new one. Otherwise, I continue the conversation from the car.
All right, sir. Please be careful in route getting your daughter. That's pretty much the same thing I'll be doing when I get into the on Woodruff Road in in the Greenville area. I got to get my daughter from daycare.
You have a safe trip, and I'm pretty sure I'll catch you on the air again soon. KO4ZEW clear on your final.
Sir, hope you had a great day, and I'll definitely talk with you again. KO4PXB.
X-ray Bravo, KO4XB.